So, Ryan, I believe this would be considered a congratulatory call.
Congratulations to you, David. This is awesome. I mean, you did the heavy lifting here. This is terrific.
Well, thank you so much. Yeah, I'm super, super thrilled. I went to bed last night and I was afraid to get up this morning because I was so I didn't even know what I would see and if I'd missed it or if it had peaked and gone or if it would never.
This is the advantage of going to bed early because then you get up and you get to be there. Like, when I woke up, it was at 24, and I got to see it do the whole rise in like, what, 4 hours?
That's amazing.
With none of the anxiousness, yeah.
That's incredible. Oh, man, that's so amazing. And I think it's kind of cool how we're, like, on opposite coasts. So it's like I had the night shift, then you just picked up. Like, if I look at the Twitter, your first tweet is literally, like, 20 minutes after my last tweet.
I didn't notice that. That's amazing. We're, like, this unstoppable team.
we're the security guards who never see each other, but combine to, like, canvas the entire perimeter of the evil base.
Yeah, I give you Christmas cards every year.
Right, and I've seen your kids grow up in the pictures. I've never met them. I assume you still have a wife.
Yeah, but I kind of don't want to meet you because we've built this thing around text. Yeah,
this sort of mutually held but mutually exclusive assumptions.
Yeah.
That your conception of me is totally different than my conception of you and vice versa.
You've been just downloading pictures off like the internet of some other family's kids.
Right. I'm thinking this looks like a nice family. I'm sure he has something very similar.
This is kind of so off topic, but I've been getting pictures of this German family's baby as it's been growing up. I'm serious because I'm not the guy they think of, and I've replied saying it's not me, then they just ignore it. And so this kid has gone from like 0 to 2, and it's a beautiful baby boy, and now I'm really into it.
Yeah, you're applying German. Or, you know, it's some crazy social scientist experiment. It's like, how can I make strangers connect with each other?
Babies.
Babe, you cannot start when they are teens. You must start when they are vulnerable. Okay, so in this case, we're guards around the evil complex, and in this case, the evil complex is the book that we have created.
Yes.
As evil as any book can be, I think. number one on Amazon.com books. Incredible, incredible narrative, incredible story. It's a feel-good story of the year.
Absolutely.
The ragtag football team, and here's where the analogy gets interesting. The football team that won the Super Bowl wasn't even a league. It wasn't even in the league. It was just some guys that were just, they saw the stadium and decided to stop.
Yeah, and let's see what they could do. And the people who were cheering for them were just like people passing by.
Right,
who were like, really this team intrigued. Looks awesome.
Yeah, because they were so different from like just the big muscle-bound football players. They're like, I've never seen a guy with a gimp leg play running back before. This is amazing.
I call that guy. I want to be him.
And I guess to take the analogy even further, it's not even just guys that drove by the stadium. It's like three guys that were on the curb by the stadium shouting at passersby for 5 years.
And then we snuck in the back.
We snuck in the back, took home the Super Bowl trophy, and now what? What's the next step?
Go on.
Well, okay. So I got a million people emailing me asking about the ebook. We're gonna have a Kindle ebook. We're gonna have an EPUB ebook for the Nook and for the Sony Reader. Plain text, sure. PDF. We're gonna try and do iBook Store for the iPad. While we're at it, why don't we do all image version? How about just an animated GIF of the whole movie, one word at a time? We'll get on.
Yes.
That.
Oh, you know what? We should do a flipbook version, too.
Sure.
You read really fast.
Yeah, exactly.
Tells the story.
The flipbook is only like 1 inch wide and half an inch tall and 60,000 pages long. It's less a flipbook than a flip ruler.
Yeah, yeah. We definitely need to squander all this goodwill we've had with that ridiculous ruler book.
Just instantly pour all of our resources into finding a printer that can make a ruler book.
5 years later, we put it out. Nobody
cares.
No one
is interested. Let's make us number one on rulerbooks.com. Also, we have to invent rulerbooks.com. Okay, and then let's see, audiobook coming out very soon. We just got, Ryan, I just got MC Frontalot reading your story. I got his files yesterday. It sounds amazing.
That's terrific. I'm so excited for that.
We have, so that's coming out soon. It's going to be a podcast episodically. You'll download one episode a week to your iPod. And we also have you know, bookstores are the next step. This is, you know, that's the natural progression for this sort of thing, where that's what we were trying to do, is prove that, yeah, this is a cool project. People will buy it. People will get excited about it. And so now, you know, bookstores are actually have emailed me to say, wait, where's your distributor? Like, let's get this going. So that was
awesome.
That was the point. That was the point of this whole thing. And so far it seems to have worked exactly as we hoped. So that's super, super tremendous. And
hooray. For us.
For us, and for everybody, and for all the contributors, and for everyone that kind of took part in it. And you know, not to say that, you know, the work is done, but, you know, we did it. It was amazing.
Yeah. And it's I mean, it's thanks to all these hundreds of people who bought a copy this morning.
Yeah. It was
because we told them about it. I mean, that's awesome. That's like, hey, pointing to it and saying, would you like this? And they said, yes, that's flattering. That's awesome.
It's amazing. And the fact that we told them about it a week ago, and We didn't spend any money on marketing. We didn't do anything except just put some files on websites.
Yeah.
And then it just kind of did something on its own. I can't even wrap my mind around it. It's so incredible.
It's pretty great.
Okay. All right.
People are awesome.
So to all the folks who bought it, thank you so much. We really hope you like the book too. I mean, as cool of a campaign as this is, we also are really, really pleased and proud of the book. And so we hope you enjoy reading it, and that you share it with your friends, and that you enjoy reading it as much as we've enjoyed putting it together. And to, you know, anyone else, you know, this book is out there now. It exists. You can buy it anytime. You can buy it today. You can buy it a year from now. Buy it for your mom. Buy it for your grandma. I sent one to my mom. I sent an advanced copy to my mom, and she says she read my stories and liked them the best. So maybe.
Did she read any other stories?
I don't know if she has yet.
Well, that's fair.
All right. Thanks so much, guys. Ryan, it's a pleasure to talk to you.
Always a pleasure, David. Thank you, everyone who bought a book in support of this. This has been an amazing morning.
It really has. I'm still quivering, and I haven't even gotten my coffee. And I feel like if I did get my coffee, I will probably just I'll just explode. My head will just die. It'll just wilt like a flower.
Are you dressed? Are you wearing anything?
I am. I'm in my office now. I put some clothes on. But I did have to. I rode my bike here. I had to turn around because I forgot like critical things, because I was just too distracted. And then I got back on the road, and I realized, did I even grab the things I turned back for? And it turns out I had, but I didn't remember the act of putting them in my backpack.
Wow.
So that's how I feel.
Good times.
All right. Okay. Thanks so much, everyone.
Thank you.